on FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
Kent FM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Kieran Corr.
A man's appeared in court accused of murdering his wife at their home in Kent. Stuart Andrews was arrested after the body of 52-year-old Caroline Andrews was found at their rented bungalow along the street in Benenden earlier this month. The 54-year-old's been remanded in custody and is due back in court in April. A revolutionary new cancer treatment's been developed in America, which uses the patient's own immune system to attack tumours. In one study, more than 9 out of 10 people with a severe form of leukaemia saw their symptoms completely vanish. But Dr. Yvonne Doyle from Public Health England says it's a long way from frontline use.
It's an important breakthrough in that it's a new technology that seems to have developed something innovative. However, it is on 30 patients who are at a very advanced stage of a particular cancer. So what we need to know is, does this work in a wider situation?
A man's been jailed for sexually attacking a woman before stealing from her in Ashford. Brett Newton carried out the assault at a property along Maidstone Road in March last year and then stole her cash and credit card. The 20-year-old has been sentenced to 20 years behind bars.
KMFM News.
Rail bosses have told KMFM work to repair a damaged seawall between Dover and Folkestone will take many months to fix. The track between the towns was forced to shut on Christmas Eve after massive cracks appeared. Network Rail say the wooden viaduct supporting the tracks has rotted away. Mark Khan is chief exec.
We have to put a completely new piece of sea defence structure here, which is all this granite, and then we have to build a new railway system behind this wall because the old railway foundations have basically started to fall apart. So we have to rebuild that part of the railway as well.
Controversial plans for 70 new electricity pylons in the East Kent countryside have taken another step forward. The planning inspectorate says they're now ready to be looked at by the government. National Grid say the 46-metre structures are needed to help tap into power supplies from the continent. A final decision's not expected for another year. A part of Kent's become the first place in the UK where you can report fly tipping via your smartphone. Tunbridge and Morling Council have produced an app called Littergram, which asks for a picture of the mess as well as the location. They then arrange for it to be cleared. Jill Anderson, who's from there, has told KMFM what kinds of things users can report.
Absolutely anything. Crisp packets, coffee cups, anything that people see that they think that is absolutely disgusting, it shouldn't be here. Just take a picture of it, something will be done about it. And I do hope it expands the awareness of litter.
A 5-year-old girl from Rainham who has cerebral palsy has taken her first steps after pioneering back surgery saw her walk and aided for the first time. Paige Stewart's family raised money to get her the operation in America because they weren't available on the NHS. Her mum Julie says she's pleased they've had so much help.
I've been really grateful for the support, especially whilst I was in America doing some tough days out there. Hopefully soon enough I'll be posting videos of Paige taking her first proper confident steps. She's very, very wobbly at the moment, but I'm just really grateful for everyone's support and help.
And Ed Sheeran has finally won his first ever Grammy Awards at the fourth time of asking. The singer picked up Best Pop Solo Performance and Song of the Year for Thinking Out Loud. Taylor Swift also became the first woman to win Album of the Year at the Grammys twice.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
In football, Chelsea fans will face tough security checks tonight ahead of their Champions League last 16 match with Paris Saint-Germain. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Tom.
Well, the authorities in the French capital are testing out measures ahead of Euro 2016 this summer. It's after the terror attacks in the city last year. Chelsea boss Guus Hiddink says he hopes football can take centre stage.
It's a pity that it has that it's like that, but I hope and I think the sport will at the end be there where it's supposed to be.
Kickoffs at 7:45. Elsewhere, former FIFA president Sepp Blatter will have his appeal against an 8-year football ban heard today. It's over a payment he made to also suspended UEFA boss Michel Platini, who was at FIFA headquarters to make his case yesterday. Both men deny any wrongdoing. And a former NHS boss says he's worried about how safe 3G football pitches are after his son was diagnosed with cancer. The artificial surfaces use small rubber pellets and are commonly used used by youth sides. The Football Association says there's no evidence to suggest there's a problem.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.